But first, how to build a better science teacher. American kids are slipping fast in international academic rankings for math and science. Data also shows that the most important factor in the successful education of a child is not his or her socioeconomic status, class size, or even curriculum design. It's their teacher. Currently, talented teachers are too few and teacher dropout rates are high, especially in math and science. Pat Wingart is a longtime education reporter for Newsweek, and her article, Building a Better Science Teacher, is based on research compiled while she was on a Spencer Fellowship at Columbia University. The article is in the latest edition of Scientific American. Pat, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Virginia. It's nice to be here.
We have heard so much disappointing news about math and science education in America. Any big surprises in your research?
The thing that really surprised me the most is that I think most of us assume that the longer somebody has been teaching, the better teacher they are. And certainly our schools reward teachers with higher salaries the more experience they have. But research actually shows that experience, that years of experience doesn't really make much of a difference. There's a big difference between a first-year teacher and a third-year teacher, but there's not much of a difference between a third-year teacher and, say, a teacher who's been teaching for 10 years or even 25 years. So that really, I think, has taken a lot of educators by surprise and has made people start to rethink how we're rewarding and recruiting teachers.
How about research to determine what actually makes an effective teacher? Can we qualify and quantify that?
Yes. One of the things that is really interesting is that we are actually starting to approach this in a more scientific way. We're doing more serious research to determine what makes an effective teacher. And not surprisingly, teachers who have deeper knowledge are better teachers. So people who have degrees in math, people who have degrees in biology or chemistry or physics make better teachers in those areas, especially if they have graduate degrees. And, of course, there's so much competition for people who have that kind of background that we have to figure out more creative ways to pull those kind of people into education.
And, of course, it factors in how teaching schools prepare them. Are they designing curricula to respond to research and to best practices?
That's been coming very slowly, especially at the elementary school level. You know, in many progressive schools, we have reading specialists, but we have very few math specialists. And very few elementary school teachers get very much math at all. And there is some research that indicates that the schools where teachers have the lowest math knowledge are the ones that produce more than half of our middle school math teachers.
Wow.
So we really need to start rethinking this. I think a lot of people go into elementary school teaching because they don't particularly like math and they think that they're mostly going to be doing reading. But there is research that indicates that kids who get early and effective math training, especially in preschool, go on not only to be better in math, but better in reading. So we have to really start rethinking how the training that we're giving, especially preschool and elementary school teachers, and really bump up the kind of math training they're getting.
Well, this, of course, runs into when you're talking about years of experience, when you're talking about demanding better education for teachers, powerful teaching unions have to factor into this drive. The complaint is that many schools are hamstrung and can't get rid of poor teachers and therefore can't hire better ones. You're kind of opening up a can of worms when you introduce this, aren't we, Pat?
Yeah, we sure are. But I think the teachers' unions are becoming more responsive to this issue. I think that there's been a lot of national pressure on them to rethink some of the job security issues. And we are seeing a national experiment going on in trying to figure out how to evaluate teachers to determine who are the most effective ones. And school districts are becoming more aggressive in identifying and trying to counsel out the least effective teachers. So I think in the next couple of years, we may see some progress here, especially if we start to identify who's doing the best job of evaluating teachers. I think that once we have a model that really works, I wouldn't be surprised if this issue starts to, we start to really address this issue better.
A lot of us were speaking yesterday about, you know, teachers who were really memorable and valuable to us. And I wonder if that standard has changed over the years. I mean, for example, do you have a teacher that particularly inspired you, and would they still make the cut?
I certainly do. I think there's probably none of us who don't have a teacher who meant the world to us, and that was certainly the case for me. And I have three kids, and I see the impact that wonderful teachers, effective teachers, have had on their lives. But, you know, one of the things that I think is really important to remember is that sometimes those teachers who are the most effective aren't the teachers that our kids like the best, aren't the most cuddly teachers. And I think that's one of the things that we're now seeing reformers do, is trying to identify who's actually the most effective teachers, because we now know that there are teachers who can move kids 2 years in a 9-month period, and there are other teachers who make no impact at all. They might be really wonderful, warm people, but they're not moving kids in terms of how much knowledge those kids are mastering during a school year.
Pat Wenger there with the not necessarily cuddly news from some education research. Thanks so much for joining us.
It was great being here. Thanks so much for asking me.
Pat Wingert, she's a longtime education reporter for Newsweek, and please do take a look at her article for Scientific American called Building a Better Science Teacher. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. You know, it's easy to get mired in the negativity in numbers when talking about education, but like Pat said, we all have memories of teachers who left us with things not easily quantified. So we asked a few of our science-minded and interesting people to tell us about interesting and inspirational educators that left a lasting impression on them.
A great science teacher is someone who brings science to life, makes it fun, makes it memorable.
One that really inspires the students to see how cool science is.
Someone who's really excited about what they're teaching.
And gives them the freedom to explore new things.
Someone who doesn't feel that they have to know all the answers, that there can be unknowns, and that's exciting.
My favorite science teacher was Helen Moncure. I first met her in eighth grade.
In high school, I had a great physics teacher, Ray Dagenet.
My favorite science teacher ever was Warren DeMont, who taught physics at Hanover High School in Hanover, New Hampshire.
She was unusually positive and curious and delighted in watching kids get excited about science.
I can picture standing on this hill with this nun in her habit, and the hat, you know, there was a little bit of a wind, and so her habit was kind of blowing around, and there we are looking at trees and leaves, and that's an experience I know that was pivotal in my desire to do experiential science.
He would present you with ideas. He wouldn't give you the answers. He would make you frustrated sometimes.
His tests were funny. He used these wonderful examples from the real world. I used things that I learned in that class in writing Pecking for Mars.
He'd present physics as a puzzle, and that's something that inspired me to want to solve that puzzle.
Thank you there to fifth grade math and science teacher Terry Monette, also Wired science blogger Rhett Elaine, Public Radio Exchange's managing director John Barth, and the author of many science-related books, Mary Roach. Oh, a great teacher can do so much.